If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. We need an assessment of what the evolving global trade war and tariffs mean for St. Louis. KMOX's Michael Calhoun gets a sense of the local impact on jobs and prices on the shelf from an import-export firm.
Let's talk with Peter Goger of OEC Group here in St. Louis. So thank you so much for being with us on KMOX, Peter.
Yeah, thanks again, Michael. Happy to be here. Well, I mean, wish it was better circumstances.
So how fast do you think we might see a change, and on what kind of goods on the shelves at the likes of Target, Walmart, and then places like a Crate and Barrel maybe?
Yeah, retailers feel like they have to move fast. Some of them have been working to try and get their suppliers to partner with them and circumvent some of these tariffs or pay some of them on that side. But they're not getting great results with it because they're very steep. It's hard to get a supplier to pay for a 50% or 75% tariff. So at the end of the day, it just means that they're going to have to turn around and they're going to have to raise their prices. No company wants to do it, but they're at that point where they're going to have to. And I think a lot of them have been preparing for what that might look like. So from what I'm hearing is they're expecting some of those price increases to be pretty sharp at some point. But, you know, every company's supply chain is different. So, you know, there's a little bit of particular exposure right now to products coming from China, but a lot of people shifted over to Vietnam and Thailand and Southeast and Indonesia and India, and now they're going to be hit with those too. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of product categories. I mean, there's a lot of consumer products that when you go to a Walmart, you go to a Lowe's or a Crate and Barrel, like you say, anything from home improvement to, you know, lots of these fasteners and metal products were hit with these steel and aluminum derivative tariffs that are also getting stacked with additional tariffs. But, you know, all kinds of different products. So we're going to see, you know, in many different categories from toys to electronics. Some of the electronics and computer parts are actually wrapped up and included in the auto tariffs, very strangely enough.
Now, say a GE fridge has a label that says Appliance Park, Louisville, Kentucky, or there's a truck that's rolled off the line at the GM plant here in Wentzville, Missouri. Does that mean that those kinds of products are not going to be affected? Might some manufacturers have a leg up because they've got Appliance Park or what have you? Or even are they talking about the materials and parts that go into those?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. It's the materials and parts that go into it. That's the complexity of global supply chains that I think misses out from some of the surface level discussions of it. You know, when you talk about the trucks that are made in Wentzville, yeah, the finished manufacturing, proudly enough, is happening here. But there's a lot of primary and secondary and tertiary suppliers for General Motors and for, you know, the Toyota plant that's up in Troy and stuff like that, you know, they're utilizing suppliers from that are sourcing from all over the globe. You know, you could have some of the body part facilities that are out in Illinois, you know, that are bringing stuff from all over parts of Europe that are affected by the EU tariffs. You have people that are here in the city that bring in auto fasteners that are bringing stuff in from Taiwan and Korea. Now that every country essentially has an increased tariff bill on it, anything that is in their supply chain that represents those parts is going to have some piece applied to it. And if they're unfortunate enough to be part of the auto or the steel and aluminum derivative tariff, which a lot of those parts are, then they have a 30, 25% minimum. Plus, depending upon where they get it from, it could have those additional Chinese tariffs of 20% on there. It starts to add up pretty quick. And you know, we've been advising people today too that we all have to keep our eyes peeled because there's discussions about a Venezuela oil tariff. They call that a secondary tariff. Yeah, there's a lot of products that are made in the United States and that say made in the United States, but their supplies or the inputs for that, or even just the raw materials, could get tariffed on these things. So that's generally why economists say that tariffs historically have always led to raise in prices, even for domestic manufacturers.
Now, what are some other St. Louis companies or businesses with a presence here that might be affected? We saw stock declines for consumer products like Caleres and Build-A-Bear. Industrial like Belden and Emerson also saw declines. What are some other St. Louis impacts?
I mean, you know, Caleres is just one of the shoe importers and manufacturers that's based out of St. Louis. There's a rich history of that. And shoes, there's going to be other footwear companies here that are going to be impacted. And maybe there are footwear companies that weren't buying things from China, but now they're going to be impacted by either EU or, you know, other areas of countries of origin importing. As far as I know, we still don't have any shoe factories here in St. Louis, so we won't be able to avoid that. So I would expect footwear to be heavily affected. But you know, I mean, even some of the other large companies that we know here in town that you know, maybe they don't outwardly do an import presence, but they are integrated into either servicing or installing pieces. You know, you got to think a lot of things with regards to like HVAC systems, hot water heaters, things that are going to your house. A lot of these companies, their parts and pieces that go into that are going to be heavily impacted. And those are going to take a lot longer to get into the supply chain, right? If it's any parts and pieces that go into these that are sold by companies here in St. Louis, it may take them 6 months or a year for that price to really make its way down because it's parts and pieces that get integrated into a whole. But it does, after a while, get integrated into a greater sense of a rise of costs and just overall inflation as a whole.
Are any of your customers talking about, are they looking at this more of a, we've got to ride this out, and Peter, what do we do to get through it, and what happens after it's over? Or are they starting to think, should we bring some of this back domestically as opposed to sourcing from overseas?
Yeah, I've had some customers here in rural Missouri and other places that, you know, that had discussions with their factories about partnering with them to move some machines back over and potentially look at that. You know, and they've run into some of the same concerns that other manufacturers that have taken multiple years to try and set up factories here in the United States is that it takes time. Almost every company that I've talked to that has explored it or has done pieces of it or has, you know, integrated some of that back into their supply chain, it takes them years to have even a portion of their supply chain operational back in the United States.
That is Michael Calhoun with Peter Goger with OEC Group this morning.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.